Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, yes, there's an app for that, but sometimes it's just better in the browser.
Plus, HipMunk gets... I can't believe I just said that. HipMunk gets optimized, TripIt gets better, and iBooks loves PDFs.
All that and syncing photos has never been easier on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 30% off your new account for 3 months, go to Squarespace.com and use the offer code iPadToday6. And by FreshBooks, the easy online invoicing service that gets you paid quickly and makes you look more professional. Get started with a free package at FreshBooks.com. And by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/twit.
Woo-hoo! iPad Today is on the air. Everybody gather around the television.
I was trying to whistle, but I actually can't really whistle very well.
That's terrible.
It's bad.
It's horrible.
I don't know why. I just have never been able to... Okay, of course. You can do it without even putting your fingers in your mouth.
You know, I never understood the point of the finger.
It's like, why
mouth.
Put the fingers in the mouth? It gets all spitty.
It stretches the lips.
I just...
Hello, Sarah Lane.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
You're just back from the Google.
Yeah. Tom, Ayaz, Jason, and I, so the TNT crew, went down to Google this morning to talk at Engage, which is a conference for their...
In-house sales.
Well, not sales. It's actually operations and experience team. They're sort of not the engineers and not the salespeople of Google.
They're the middle managers.
They handle production.
The phone sanitizers
user,
of Google.
User yes. experience. things like Google Wallet.
Ah.
Picasa. Oh,
did you learn
search.
Anything?
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that... What sort of blew me away is Google's a very large company, and it's a worldwide company, and a lot of
yes.
people that were there were meeting managers of large departments that they don't really have any FaceTime with. So we were almost there as moderators, really, because Google, a lot of people on the Google team aren't really used to this kind
so
of format.
So you said, Yuri, this is Ulf. Yeah. Ulf, meet Uri.
Kind of.
Yeah, that's cool.
In essence, yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
They're big on, as you know, Google is really big with Chrome on HTML5.
They indeed
And that
are.
Kind of segues into the topic of the day today. We've talked a lot about apps for the iPad. We do it all the time. But there is a very competent browser on the iPad, the Safari browser.
You know what happened? Some of the backstory that made us choose this theme this week, which is, of course, non-app browser experiences that are really good, was the New York Post trying to force everyone to use their iPad app instead of just browsing to newyorkpost.com.
It's just crazy.
Via Safari.
So if you go to newyorkpost.com, what you get essentially is a big red redirect that says, you can't read this on the web.
They say, screw you!
It's actually quite an appropriate headline.
It is, kind of.
You have to go to the App Store. And as I was browsing around, I found a couple of other sites that did exactly the same thing. I thought it was very counterproductive.
Well, and I think a lot of people would say, oh, okay, a New York Post app, that's fine. But for those of us who say, well, wait a second. You should be able, if you can go to newyorkpost.com on your computer... anywhere besides your iPad.
Even on Skyfire on your iPad. If you have an alternative browser, you can.
Well, that's where the New York Post,
maybe clear, they're just dumb.
They showed their cards. They don't really understand how iOS works that well because, and we've talked about alternative browsers way last year in an older episode, but there are many. Mercury, Atomic, Opera Mini, Skyfire. Is that the, yeah.
Skyfire
Are all alternative browsers. New York Post has since made it difficult for people to use Atomic. They still get this error.
Oh,
they
Atomic still does that, huh?
But Mercury, you goes just fine. So it's sort of like they didn't try that hard.
This is just by chance that the headline in the New York Post today was "Screw You," but it kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Doesn't it seem? See, okay, this is another glaring example of something that wasn't thought through that well.
Yeah,
screw you! Download our iPad app. It's not free.
Yeah, is the iPad app free at least?
Actually, I don't really know.
I think you probably have to pay for it because this is another Rupert Murdoch.
Because why else would they care? Yeah. New York Post iPad. Let's look.
$1.99.
$1.99.
And I bet they want there's an app purchase. Yep. 1 month, $6.99. 6 months, $40. So basically, you have to buy, and another appropriate headline, you have to buy the New York Post. You cannot look at it on the web unless you're smart enough not to use Safari.
And a lot of people are saying, well, I'm going to use alternative browser X just because I can, because New York Post is sort of silly. But that got us thinking that there are so many actual browser experiences that are great and don't require iPad apps. And I think newspapers and magazines sometimes have been guilty of creating apps that aren't really necessary as long as their online experience is pretty good, especially the mobile one. So we thought, well, why not talk about some of the experiences that are great? One that I think a lot of people haven't even thought of is Google Music.
It actually works on iOS, which is kind of
cool. It sure does. Yeah, I mean,
now,
this is...
Not everybody can get into the Google Music. It's an invitation-only beta. But when you do get into it, you'll be able to use it on the iPad.
Yeah, and these are just a bunch of songs that actually Google provides for free. So I haven't even gone through the painstaking process of uploading a bunch of music because it's going to take me like 3 months.
I uploaded 7,000
songs. Did you really?
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, if I was just to play a song here,
it'll play.
It goes ahead and plays it. As you can see, I mean, we're not going to... This is Broken Social Scene. I don't want them to get mad at us, so we won't play them on the show. But it's working. It works just fine. And this is something that I don't actually need to really think about. Ooh, Google on an iPad, that's going to be weird. How does it work? This is just songs that once they're in my cloud, I can access on my iPad. And it might not be as beautiful and seamless as maybe playing a bunch of songs via iTunes, but it totally works.
It works.
It looks great. It looks exactly how it looks in any other browser on the iPad. Another good example, I've talked about Tumblr in the past. Tumblr is one of those sort of weird examples of companies that don't have iPad apps for no good reason. Facebook is probably the most obvious example, although as we hear, the New York Times says that they're working on an iPad app.
But the Facebook app, I mean, the Facebook page works really nicely on the
iPad.
It
does.
So
and that
I could see why they didn't feel obligated to do it.
That was their argument so long as Zuckerberg said, well, whether or not you think the iPad is mobile or not, just kind of like go use our website. It works just fine within Safari on the iPad. Tumblr, that's been their argument. It's the same way. This is my dashboard, so I'm looking at all the people that I follow within my dashboard. Anybody who's familiar with Tumblr knows how this works.
But Tumblr is such a simple site that there's no reason to expect this wouldn't work perfectly.
Yeah, you know, we talked.
Does video play? That's the one test, I think, for a lot of these sites. And I looked at a lot of sites where it's interesting, despite the fact that the iPad doesn't play Flash, YouTube, which is supposedly a Flash site, works great.
Playing a YouTube video right now within Tumblr.
Oh, press the play button. Let's see if it
there
plays.
You go.
And it works fine because they've upgraded HTML5 for most YouTube videos.
There are some embedded videos
that will not play.
That will not play.
They're the Flash-only videos.
And that is not really Tumblr's fault. It's just...
it's YouTube.
Yeah, it's wherever. Well, sometimes it's not YouTube as a source that the video is coming from because you can embed a bunch
of
different videos within Tumblr.
I went to a lot of video sites, YouTube, Vimeo. Almost all of them now are smart enough to say, oh, you're on iPad. We're going to send you a form of video that the iPad can play. We're not going to make you play Flash. I found one site. I was a little disappointed. FIFA, the World Soccer Organization, they have highlights from the last World Cup, but they are Flash. They require Flash. Now, maybe because it's the last year's World Cup, maybe, and I'm sure by the time the next World Cup, which is, 2014 it must be.
Happened.
Yeah, so it'd be 2014.
Yeah.
I'm sure by then they will have video that plays fine on the iPad. But
where is it going to be? Rio? Is that right? Is that where the World Cup is going to be?
No, it's like Bahrain or it's in the Middle East. Where is the World Cup this year, get chat room? Not this year, next time in 2014.
Kevin Dublin says, who cares about soccer?
Brazil? Is it really Brazil?
I think it's
okay.
Rio, isn't it?
Okay.
Or Brazil, I guess, in various places all
Brazil.
Over Brazil. Yeah, because I was talking about, ooh, going to Brazil,
so
that'd be a great excuse.
I thought, sports. So I went to ESPN, fine, video plays fine.
Sure.
Went to NFL.com, video plays fine. But you know, and NBA video plays fine. But I was most impressed with Major League Baseball, because there are a couple of places you can go on your iPad where they have tuned, they have a touch interface. They've tuned the page for the iPad, and this is one of them. It just really looks, whoops, I didn't mean to do that. It actually looks like I clicked an ad. It really looks great. It plays fine. They do tell you, well, you know, when you first go there, you can use our app or you can use the web page. But if you go to the webpage, it actually does a very nice job. So I like it when you see a site like this that says, all right, look, a lot of people are going to come here this way. New Yorkers like that, where they say you could get our app, but if you want, you can still read it. Unlike the Post, you can still do it online. And they've done a nice job. You know who else has done a really good job?
Who's that?
I went to one of my favorite sites. I went to Atlantic Monthly, which I love. I went to Salon, which I love. They all work. But Slate actually made it look like Flipboard. Look at this. This is the Slate site.
Holy crap.
When they see you, yes, exact my reaction exactly. When they see you're on an iPad, they say, no problem. We'll give you a Flipboard style interface, even down here to
so it's
the,
everything but the flip, right? I mean, it
doesn't
looks,
do the flip, but it does do this.
Well,
it scrolls back
sure.
and forth.
And clicking is, I mean, or tapping is easy
yeah,
enough.
And they format
wow.
it to fit the tablet size. This is what I'd love to see more people do. Now, there is a button down here that says View Desktop Version, because this is a true desktop browser, so you should be able to look at stuff as if you were looking at a browser. But I love it that Slate said, let's make it so that when you come here on an iPad, it will look kind of like you're in a special version of the website designed just for the iPad. You know, this is something I just before the show, Lisa Kensel, our CEO, came in. We're in the process of redesigning the Twit website.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the design considerations I gave to ImageX Media up in Vancouver that's doing it, it's a Drupal site, is I want an iPad-compatible site. I want it to not just be, you know, if you go to twit.tv right now on our website, it works. It's not something that doesn't work, but it isn't exactly optimized for the iPad. So she said, well, that's another $6,000. I said, no problem. We're going to do it because we really want to make sure that our new site, this is the old site, which works fine on the iPad, but our new site is going to be specifically designed to work on the iPad, including video. I should point out, if you go to live.twit.tv, our designer there did do a good job. And people often ask me, you know, how, I want to watch live. Do I have to get the app? You don't. Live.twit.tv. You can watch the live video stream. It's not the highest quality stream available, but it works well. This is from Ustream, and it works well on the iPad. You can even listen to the audio stream directly. So we do point you. I think this is the right way to handle it. We do point you to the iPhone app if you want one.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still do audio and video on live.twit.tv. And we're going to make the whole site be like that so that you can see everything.
So any of you who have emailed us and said, you know, for a show about iPads, why doesn't iPad Today look phenomenal at twit.tv?
Because it's expensive.
Well,
frankly, that's why.
But it will.
It's going to.
A complete site overhaul. It's going to be awesome.
I made that a kind of a necessity.
One of the most obvious, better in the browser experiences, and frankly, I'm not really sure why, but it's absolutely the case, is Gmail.
Yep.
Now, I can, of course, and if anybody who's done this already knows how this works, but I mean, I can easily add a Gmail account into the iOS version of Apple Mail. Works fine. Now, I have the option to do everything that I do in Gmail. For example, add a story to my starred folder or put it into PR pitches or priority or spam and that sort of thing. But it doesn't work intuitively at all the way that it works on the web. And the beauty of Gmail, and I think why so many people like Gmail, is that it's the same experience no matter where you go. Any time you can log into Gmail, it works the same way, where you've got your starred messages, and you can filter by those, and you can search in the same way, and it's all supposed to look the same. Now, the web format of Gmail, of course, there's a little bit of format changes. The UI is a little bit different, but it's not anything that requires much of a learning curve. And I really prefer the web version of Gmail to the iPad version, the Apple wrapped version of Gmail, because it's different enough to confuse people. I mean, it took me forever to figure out what that was. I mean, that's an archive thing. And then once it's archived, it's like, oh,
man. Isn't that neat? Isn't that nice?
Not really.
No?
I don't like it.
I like how it swoops out, though.
Well, it's, sure, okay.
You do it, you now know.
You now know, but I don't feel like it's laid out in any way where a Gmail user could just pick it. It's sort of
right.
I've actually lost emails this way and been like, oh, man, now where do I go to get it back? Because it's not
Now, Gmail, I have to say one thing in favor of Gmail.
Yeah.
If you probably have your Gmail not set up using Exchange. You have it set up using the Gmail.
That's correct.
If you use Exchange, the controls are different, believe it or not,
in the browser.
I think they are. But anyway, that's just my thought. Because I know a trash can appeared for me, for instance. Hey, can I show you a big fat fail?
Yes.
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yes.
Chamber of, you know, the new Harry Potter.
It's in my summer movie draft. It's how I'm going to take all.
HP7 is coming.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling. You'd think she'd really get the iPad. This is what you get when you go to her official site.
Well, what is this?
This is
just
her official site. Well, it's Flash if you go there in a real browser. And this is what you get if you're on an iPad. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, my.
Now, J.K. Rowling
is
launching a new site. Pottermore. We're all very excited about this. Well, you know, J.K. Rowling fans are. Mm-hmm. The thing about Pottermore is in October, this is going to be a free website that is an online experience around Harry Potter. This is kind of the sequel to Harry Potter. And I thought, well, hey, this looks like it works pretty well. Let's play the video. Look at this. It's not even
why does it look like that?
It's all
messed
up.
Does it actually play?
Yeah, it does play, but it doesn't fit in the frame. Yeah. I think J.K. needs to get a designer.
She certainly has the cash, doesn't
she? Who
knows
about the freaking iPad?
She can probably hire the best designer on Earth.
That's a double fail right there. I mean, at least it works. But please, before you do Pottermore, would you please...
Make it perfect. The fans demand it, and there are so many millions of them. Her hair looks very nice.
Very nice. You know, she's the richest woman in England after the Queen.
Well,
she looks good.
She's done well. She's done well for herself. And I would expect more from this iPad app.
I would expect more, JK.
And certainly from the web version. What was that? It was supposed to be like all the books laid out, but then the images aren't
showing. Well, if you go on
up.
A regular browser, and it's really beautiful. But the problem is if you go on an iPad, you don't get the Flash because it's all in Flash.
And that is bad news.
And this is what you get. This is the text version. In her defense, this is designed for people who are visually impaired. That's why it's black background and yellow, so it's very high contrast. But, you know, it isn't just the visually impaired who look at a site on an iPad.
That's very true.
Let's point that out.
Many people with pretty good vision are also using iPads.
Yeah. So this just...
Think about the people with better vision.
This would make you think you actually are visually impaired when you go to this site.
Or just, you know, being screwed with.
Is that bizarre?
JK gets the last laugh.
It's like...
Kind of. I'm sure they'll figure it out. Enough Harry Potter fans are out there.
I blame
I'm sure
Warner Brothers Entertainment.
Screw you, Warner Brothers!
Anyway, there's some good, the bad, and some very ugly... iPad.
And there's
sites.
So many more examples. I'm sure that our email inbox is already flooded with some of your ideas.
But A+ to Slate.
Yeah.
For doing such a beautiful HTML5 site for the iPad. I just think it's gorgeous.
I had no idea.
And no
Slate
app required.
It has some great reading.
Good content.
I don't know why I hadn't discovered it already.
Yep.
For all the links to the app, not to the apps, actually, to the opposite of apps, the awesome
non-apps.
Browser experiences that we just mentioned, visit iPad Today at twit.tv. And that's where you can watch all of our past episodes and you can sort of fall in love with the show all over again. And then when you do that, you can subscribe to all our future episodes if you haven't already. And a quick reminder to anybody who's not watching the live stream, we record iPad Today live on Thursdays at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Pacific. And we'd love to have you sitting here with us, watching it live, chatting in our chat room, and interacting with us. If you have app ideas or any other iPad ideas of your own, we always want to hear them. Write to us at iPadToday@twit.tv.
You know who looks really pretty good on the Safari browser on... the iPad?
Who's that? Kim Kardashian?
She looks good anywhere.
Yeah.
No, Squarespace, actually. So one of the nice things about working with Squarespace is Squarespace sites by default. Let me show you our inside twit.tv. This is our Squarespace blog. Looks fantastic on Squarespace. Just go to the Squarespace site. You'll see that Squarespace is absolutely standards compliant. If you're going to make a website, you don't even have to think about the iPad and Safari, your Squarespace site will work out of the box. In fact, you could try it free right now. Just go to squarespace.com, click that try it free button, create a name for a site, a password, your email address, and you're ready to go to create a great looking site on the Squarespace platform. And I got to tell you, Squarespace is amazing. You get the iPad, incredible iPad app for content. So that means you could post, moderate, check out your site. Check out your site stats right on the iPad and the iPhone natively. Importing from all the blog interfaces, you know, movable type, TypePad, the Blogger API, WordPress as well. This is the iPad app. It just this kind of looks a little bit like the Gmail interface, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
The iPad app is awesome.
Isn't it great?
Oh, yeah.
You could do multiple edit modes. They've got HTML. You can use text style or markdown if you know what that is, you'll know that that's really, as well as plain text, of course. There's a live view post editor, full featured editing. I should actually put that on here and show you what it looks like. I don't have it on this. I will the next time we do the ad. But please do give it a try. Squarespace.com. Now, Squarespace is hosting plus the best software there is for running a website. But you also... can get it besides the free website by clicking the try it free button. You can get a special deal. So I invite you to go to the pricing page and you'll see that Squarespace is $12 a month if you subscribe for a year, 2 years, $10 a month. So it's very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Use our brand new code iPadToday6, IPADTODAY and the number 6. All one word, and you'll save 30% for the first 3 months.
Hey.
That's nice on your Squarespace site. Squarespace is the secret behind exceptional websites on the desktop, and yes, on the iPad, too. It is fantastic.
You know, I was considering making a new Squarespace blog that's all dedicated to experiences, adventures in cord cutting. You know, before the show, I was telling you
because you're a cord cutter.
I am a new cord cutter, and I went
that's
in
a
kicking
great
and
idea.
Screaming.
Will you do that?
I didn't want to do it. MG wanted to save some money, and I was like, "How could you?" But it's actually really it's fun to discover stuff, and I'm actually discovering things that I wouldn't necessarily have before. And I think a lot of other people are interested or doing the same thing, and it's a good idea for a blog.
I'm very close to doing that, to be honest, because. I find because VOD video on demand is so expensive, it's like $6 a movie,
mm-hmm.
and I do watch the movies, but $7.99 for Netflix, I just feel like I shouldn't really. And you know, I already have a Hulu Plus, that's $70.99.
Yep.
I have a Netflix, that's $7.99. I already have those.
Yeah.
I don't know if so. Will you do that blog? Because I would actually read it.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think? I mean, if
I contribute
if
to
I,
it,
if I really?
Yeah, and well, I bet we could get Netflix to sponsor it.
That would be great. Yeah, I mean, on my Roku alone, I have discovered all sorts of stuff. Chow, you ever watch any of the Chow videos?
No.
They're awesome. I've never even heard of Chow
what
videos
is Chow?
Before.
Is it cooking?
Well, it's like a foodie type of a website.
Right.
But they do a bunch of small instructional videos and sort of longer...
You've seen that. What is the...
Location-based videos, and they're good.
My son likes some horrible cooking thing. From Canada, what's it called? It's insane.
I don't know.
The guy, they go like they'll. It's crazy. What is the name of that cooking show? Chat room. It's like Ultimate Food or Ultimate. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like it's like they use.
It's called Food, eh?
No.
No.
I'll find it. But it's Epic Meal Time. Thank you. See the chat room.
Revision 3 just acquired them.
You're kidding?
No, it's true. They shoot up in Montreal.
Yeah.
Ryan Vance was telling me about them. He's a big fan. So
is he really?
Yeah,
I mean, it's very funny, but it's
well, a big enough fan so that now they're paying
my
them
son
to
will
the
be
end
thrilled.
Of the Revision 3 umbrella.
Wow,
yeah, Epic Meal Time.
Well, good for you, Revision. Good on you.
Good on
look
you.
Look at me now, hater. Look at me now. It ain't even a joke no more.
Oh my.
I'm talking about spending that company money on both in a limousine paid by YouTube. We're gonna get.
Well, I'm glad that Revision 3's money is being well spent.
No, they're great. They're wonderful. You know, I wanted to mention, I talked about Hipmunk. I'm just going to move on, if that's cool with you.
Yes.
I talked about Hipmunk recently.
Love Hipmunk.
We do. We talked about them a few shows back.
We love them. They now have an updated, this is like instead of Kayak, right?
It's similar to Kayak, but it's set up a little bit differently. The reason that I think it's worth a mention is because I love the service already, and I said before, the only thing I don't like about it is that it's not iPad optimized.
No, it is now,
it
baby.
It is now, yeah. So if I am like going from SFO to, I'm not going to go to Sydney anymore. I want to go to Bahrain, right?
Really?
Yeah, why not? So if I go coach one person, yeah, I'm just going to go alone. That should be fun. On July 1st, I'm going to go ahead and search for flights. Little Hipmunk does a little dance while he's searching. And then once...
he's so cute.
I know. I know that cartoons are just a gimmick to get people to like a service that much more because we all like little cartoony kind of Disney sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I fall for it. Absolutely. And now I get all of my options to get to Bahrain. Emirates looks like my best deal.
Oh, Emirates is awesome. Go Emirates.
And of course, I can search by agony, which is sort of just like the least hassle of a trip by
cost. Yeah, I like that feature.
Where I'm departing from, the length of the trip, and so on and so forth. It works the way that it's worked in the past. If I go ahead and pick a certain flight, then I can say, yeah, okay, I'm going to select this leg. I've talked about this and how it works. That hasn't changed, but the way that it looks on an iPad is so much better. And what they did was, if you've already downloaded the iPhone app, you just need to update it because all they did was they recreated the iPhone/iPad app completely. So the experience just works well on both. So they don't actually have two different apps. They just updated the single app that works for the iPhone and iPad, which more companies should do all the time so that you don't have to have two versions of your mobile app.
Do I look like a hipmunk?
You do. You just need a little scarf and some aviator goggles,
you
could be him.
For me. He's
Nick,
so cute.
Where are you going? You're
Paris.
Going to. Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, we're
going to
cover Le Web in December.
I thought we were going to Hawaii.
Are we?
That's out. Well, you,
oh, that's right. The cruise to Hawaii.
Yeah. We're going to go to Le Web.
Yeah. Which would you rather do? You go to what? You've been. This would be your third year.
My third year, and I would choose Paris.
Okay.
I mean,
even
Hawaii,
though it's snowing and cold and icy.
Absolutely. I love Paris.
Yeah, it would be about the same time. So I guess that is the choice.
Yeah. Well, it's just something to think
Loic's
about.
Loic asked if we would cover Le Web for Twit, if we'd like to stream the interviews and not the conference, but the interviews afterwards and all.
How great!
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I should get in touch with him because I know MG is going to speak again.
Do you have time to go instead of Cabo Wabo?
Yeah. Well, so this is TripIt, another really awesome update.
I love TripIt.
Yeah, so
big update.
So you're already a TripIt user.
Oh, I'm TripIt Pro, baby.
Tom is also he sings TripIt's praises all the time. A couple of things in the past that made TripIt somewhat limited on the iPad was that you couldn't actually add a plan from within the iPad app. It was just where you could look at your itinerary
you
that you had already added.
Right.
And then you couldn't also do things like create turn-by-turn directions using itineraries that you had already added from within the iPad app or via current location or address. That is something that you can now do. So I just I created an itinerary called Cabo Wabo, right? So it's basically, this is a fictional trip. I'm not actually going to Cabo San Lucas. But if I were, this is sort of my general plan. And if I go into my trip here, don't have plans, but if I go ahead and click the little settings button, it's actually not the settings button, it's actually the plus button. This is where I would add all this information, like where am I staying, am I going for work, is there a meeting, where am I going to eat on Thursday night, and so on. So it really makes TripIt not only a great thing to access on the go over your iPad, but you can create stuff that way.
TripIt has a free version. The app is free, but the website has free.
Yeah, you
and
can
then
see
a pro
a little
version.
Ad in the lower left.
And I think it's worth getting the pro version. It adds so many nice features. For instance, every email I get to my Gmail now, it just automatically adds it to a TripIt itinerary. So I just have everything go to my mail, and now my itinerary is built for me. I don't even have to think about it.
Right. And that's why people like TripIt is that
so
for the most part, it's absolutely, you don't even have to
it's
think.
Painless.
But if for any reason you ever looked at an itinerary on the iPad app and said, there's just one thing missing or it didn't come over right, then you could just add it on the go.
That's
which is,
good. A huge improvement.
Yeah,
I'm really happy.
So that's nice. That's nice. So good on you, Hipmunk and TripIt, making it better for iPad users everywhere.
Lots of people traveling this summer, I know.
We got a duh tip from one Gordon Robb, who lives in Scotland, who says, I don't know if this is widely known and I'm just a moron, but often when I'm reading stuff on my iPad and I'm holding it in landscape mode, which I also do, Gordon, I prefer that to portrait, I accidentally press the home key.
Ugh, crap!
I know. This obviously switches me back to the home menu.
Right.
It's not a great hardship, but it's annoying.
Right.
Anyway, the other day I noticed that if I've realized I've pressed the home key and I just keep it pressed for a few seconds before releasing it, nothing happens. I don't go anywhere. I can continue what I was doing. Yeah.
Now what happens if
so,
I let go?
All right.
Nothing.
So let's say I'm
works.
I'm in boxcar and I'm holding it, and I, you know, for whatever reason, I just...
Just don't let go.
Gets involuntary, you know, and I just...
Just don't let go. Oh,
right. Okay, crap. But, all right, so that was just a click, and then, it, of course, if you double click, you get this, and you're like, no, I don't want that. But let's say you click, and you would have to remember at that split second, oh, shoot, I clicked.
Just keep holding it.
Yeah, just for a few seconds, nothing happens.
Wow.
That is...
It's like they planned it.
It's like, I don't know if that's a feature.
No, they must have planned
that. I don't
know
if I would call that a feature, but it is a reality. So thank you, Gordon. I didn't know. That's a good duh tip.
Yeah, really good duh
tip. People still find them every day. We also have an iPad star of the week, and this is a very special one. His name is Dave Graham, and he's a human, not a cat. He lives in Liberty Lake, Washington, and he says... Hi, Sarah and Leo. I spend many hours a day in my wheelchair, and I love my iPad too, and I have to move regularly. I have to change positions and pressure points because of the way that he has to sit.
Sure.
Holding my iPad too can be really difficult because I'm only using one hand at a time. My son knows how much I love my iPad too, so for Father's Day, he created
this so cool.
Wonderful device.
Look
it allows
that.
Me to use the iPad too without the danger of dropping it. Can you help me name it? I call it Pad Neck. What do you think?
Does he have to do a wheelie while he's looking at his iPad?
I think he's just awesome, is what I think.
That's great.
Well, I think that's the way that
he sits.
He can.
Or he leans back. Yeah.
He can put pressure on various parts of his body if he has to be sitting for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Pad neck.
I like the wheelchair. I want to know more about the wheelchair.
Yeah,
look at that.
I know. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
Pad neck. What should we call it?
Pad neck.
Well, that's what he's calling it, but he's asking us what we would call it.
Pad neck. I kind of
almost looks like a weed, like a
pad weasel.
No, not a weasel. That looks like a
pad tie.
A flower stem. I don't know if you want to call it.
Oh, it could be
like pad stem or
pad daisy.
Yeah.
Pad crane. Pad goose. Pad pal.
Dave,
thank you, JWag.
Pad pal.
Pad pal. That's his pad pal.
Pad pal's kind of good.
Yeah.
Pad goose. Oh, like a gooseneck.
Pad chimp.
What about swan pad?
Swan pad.
Although swans don't really have rectangular heads.
No.
We could go on and on.
Let's not.
Dave, I kind of like pad neck.
Pad neck.
Yeah.
Pad neck.
In any case, you have a really
or
nice...
pad pal.
Pad pal.
Pad pal's kind of alliterative.
P-pal.
P-pal. I got my pad pal here.
Yeah. Which is my pal for short. Mm-hmm. Dave, you have a really cool son. What a nice Father's
Isn't that
Day
sweet?
Gift.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And so glad that you have a nice mount to be able to watch our show.
You know what else is awesome?
What?
FreshBooks.
Oh, yeah.
I love FreshBooks. FreshBooks.com. If you have to do invoicing, you know this is a pain. At the end of the month, every month, and we're coming up on it, you got to sit down and say, oh, what did I do? How do I, you know, and especially it's really a pain. If you happen to do billable hours, because then you got to keep track of all your hours and somehow get them into the invoice. Well, FreshBooks.com, my friend, is coming to the rescue. It's for people who do invoicing. It's so cool because FreshBooks is all about getting paid, right? So what they'll let you do, for instance, is get paid through credit cards, PayPal, Authorize.net, 11 internet
straight
gateways.
Into your bank account if that's
yeah,
what you want.
There's a button right on the email. So that makes it very, very simple. If people don't pay, there's automatic follow-up. So you can send them a note saying, hey, it's been 30 days. You could be nice. Very professional. By the way, they will, for an additional fee, print, stamp, and mail invoices for people who insist on paper. But your logo appears on it. It's really gorgeous. And as I said, time and hours from their iPhone, iPad, or right from the website automatically go right in there. Expenses too. It's easy to set up frequency, recurring payments. So here's a monthly payment that just happens automatically. In fact, I even like this. You can even say, with your client's approval, automatic payment. So pretty soon.
And then you just take that uncomfortable, hi,
yeah, it just
so
happens.
It's the 15th and I haven't gotten a check. Yeah,
this was great for me and anybody who works internationally. I had I was invoicing Rogers in Canada for the TV show, so it automatically converted it to Canadian dollars.
Perfect.
I didn't have to think about that. I just think this is so great. Now, here's the best part. FreshBooks is free for your first three. Three clients, absolutely free. Give it a try today. And everybody who signs up this week is going to be in the drawing for the weekly birthday cake. No birthday necessary. FreshBooks.com, the secret behind making invoicing easier. And by the way, does it work on the iPad? Beautifully! beautifully.
iPhone 2.
iPhone 2. Well, they have an iPhone app, but I'm just saying, since we're talking about websites, this absolutely works great on the iPad as mm-hmm. well. Freshbooks.com. Thank you so much for supporting iPad today.
We love you, Freshbooks.
We do.
And we love your cake.
We love you, Freshbooks.
I won't turn it down.
You've had the Carolina
cake. I have. It is so good.
Yum.
I'm a cake fan, so yum. I'll even eat bad cake, but this yum. Was a good cake.
Yum.
Want to go through some of our viewer feedback. Email from Bruce Miller, who says, I feel one of the best features of iBooks, because last week we were talking about iBooks alternatives, is managing PDFs.
You know, I keep forgetting that. We talk about Goodreader and all those other programs. And yeah, you could do it right into iBooks.
Says, I've found if I'm in Safari, if I've got a PDF open, you just tap, you hold the screen, and there's an option to open in iBooks. It'll download the PDF and store the PDF on the shelf. And then, of course, iBooks lets you have multiple bookshelves, so you can stay organized from within. We haven't really talked about that with an iPhone. I mean, we may have mentioned it
at some point
in the past.
So I went to the IRS for my W-4 form.
Yep.
And what do? I just say...
You click and hold.
Click and hold.
The page.
Okay. So click and hold.
Or maybe you just tap.
Tap. Oh, that was it.
There you go.
Now, I have Goodreader, so... I don't know if you can see this.
Well, you're probably in your settings.
But I can... Well, no, it says open a Goodreader, but I can also open in... ... And that's where... No. Yeah, there
it
is.
You just have so many
iBooks.
Options.
I have a lot of options. So it goes right into iBooks. So this is the W-4 form, and you're actually reading it. This is kind of cool. In iBooks. Look at that. So not only do I have a People's History of the U.S., I have the 2011 W-4 form.
That is such a fun thing to read.
God,
I just read those for fun, Aren't they just beautiful?
I'm sure it's here somewhere.
I think it's just loading.
Maybe it's just loading.
Because there's
That was... Okay, so you tap it to get the menu interface, and then because I had Goodreader, I had a Goodreader button, but you can also...
Maybe that's why we never talked about that, because we didn't realize. See, I'm used to clicking and holding sometimes.
I think they just added this. I think it's new.
So anybody who's a huge Goodreader fan, you probably already figured out. I mean, Goodreader is an amazing tool for so many things besides PDFs. But if you're using iBooks and you don't have a bunch of extras downloaded like Leo does, that's an easy way to keep all that stuff in order. Especially if you're not buying a lot of books through the iBook store, there's still a really good reason to use it. We had a voicemail from Tim. He is having a problem, and his problem is charging.
Hello, Leon Sarah.
Oh, wait a minute. That's my cute French girlfriend. Let me stop that one.
She's next.
She's coming up next. Here's Tim.
Hi, Tim. What's your name?
Hey, you two. My name is Tim, and I'm in Amarillo, Texas. I have a question. I just bought an iPad 2, and I noticed whenever I plug it into certain ports on my PC, I get not charging
right.
in the upper right-hand corner of right. the screen on the iPad, and I have to use the regular charger to charge the battery up to full. So I'm just wondering if you guys could comment on that. Thanks.
Yeah, this is something we knew about from the very first iPad.
But it's not a problem with me anymore. I remember it being a problem, and I don't remember what changed. Is it older MacBooks or older PCs?
No, it's just not enough voltage on the USB port for the iPad. I'm just looking to see what the... You can't use, for instance, older iPhone chargers on the iPad. It won't charge. On older Macintoshes, it won't charge. So apparently there is some slack in the USB spec. You have to have USB 2.0 ports, and they have to have enough voltage on that port. One thing you could try is a powered USB 2.0 hub.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably work as well. Apple ships a 10-watt power adapter, which is bigger, with the iPad than the one that comes with the iPhone. And you need that 10-watt adapter to charge an iPad. When we first got iPads a year ago, this was a big source of consternation.
It was.
Older Macs, you plug it into and it wouldn't charge. It was very, very frustrating.
You know what I noticed, at least with my first iPad? Yeah, because I noticed it because I had gotten one for Twit right when I started working here, because we were going to do the show. And I noticed, it's not charging. I have to plug it into the wall, use a different charger. It actually does charge. Just really slowly. And it says not charging in the upper right area.
That's interesting.
So it's charging, but not, it would take you all night kind of a thing. I wasn't sure what the problem was, though.
I
kind of forgot about it.
The chat room's saying it's got to be a USB 2 port. And that's for sure true. But I also have USB 2 ports that are not do not provide enough power. So if that's the case, buy an external powered hub, and that should solve the problem for you.
Next voicemail from Danielle, who has a lovely voice. She joins us from the Middle East.
Yes, via France. And Danielle, I just want to say,
we love you.
Ooh la la.
Hello, Leon Serra. It is Danielle from Tel Aviv, Israel. And I just bought an iPad 2, and I'm trying to download the YouTube video to put into iMovie, and I'm just wondering if there's an app or a built-in feature that would let me do that. So I very, very appreciate it. Thanks. I really enjoyed the show. Keep up the good work, and thanks.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just listening. What did she say?
I love her voice.
Maybe it isn't French. It sounds a little French, but maybe it's just Hebrew or Israeli. But it sounds a little bit of French.
It does. I was sort of like, that's the most beautiful Hebrew accent I've ever heard. So maybe it's a little of a, I don't know what's going on there. But Danielle, we like your voice.
I have
Please call again.
She said, however.
What Danielle wants to do, Danielle's got iMovie downloaded on her iPad. Yes. And she wants to import videos. Now, iMovie makes it easy to import videos that you've taken on your iPad, for
example. We had
this
exact same problem, didn't we?
Yeah. So there are limitations, and one of them is I do not believe that there is a way, I mean, unless you're like ripping and changing the format of videos, to import anything out of YouTube into your iMovie project.
No.
Now, obviously, that makes sense for if you're just looking through YouTube and picking a bunch of videos of the copyright you don't own, that's not a good idea for iMovie to make it easy for you to import into your project. But what if it was your own videos off of YouTube?
If you had a computer, there's ways to do this. But just on the iPad by itself, you can't.
However...
Oh, you found something.
No, the news is worse, is my however. I thought the same thing. So I logged into my YouTube account on my MacBook, and I'm just running Chrome here, and I went to my videos, and you can usually have an option to download an MP4 of your own videos that are hosted on your account.
That should work.
Well, it should work, except that as soon as I did that, all of a sudden, I don't know if it was just a glitch that was happening within YouTube last night when I checked, all of a sudden that option went away right before my very eyes and said, oh, download options aren't available right now. And I think it's because YouTube wants you to use their their editing system.
They're not
crazy about people downloading their videos to import other places.
Right. Even if you can, we've had right lots now. Of trouble getting external videos into iMovie on the Mac. So really, I think this really speaks to the issue of the iPad, I should say. The iPad is really, I think, not ideal as a content creation tool. I know a lot of people use it that way, but...
Ooh, people love it when you say that.
I know.
Okay, that download MP4 option is back, so maybe it was just a little glitch last night.
Maybe that movie was blocked, or what was yours, though, right?
These are mine. They're public videos, but they're in my account. Right. But then it's like you got to download the MP4, and it's kind of big, and then you got
to
get it into your iPad.
You may have to transcode it if you want to edit it on the iMovie. It's not there's very specific formats.
Yeah,
that you can handle. iMovie's really designed for you having video that you shoot on your iPad and editing that.
Yeah,
that's what they want you to do with it, which I think is a limitation.
Well, it's limitation because the video.
It's a crappy camera.
The video is on the iPad is not the worst video ever.
Yeah,
but you have many better options as sources. So, Danielle, I'm sorry that the news isn't better.
Chat room saying you get 2 per day for the videos you own. You can only download 2 videos a day. That is a weird limitation.
I wonder if I got that error just because I didn't actually download anything, but I had, maybe I had canceled out a couple downloads, so that's what it was. Huh. I learned something new. Thank you, chat room.
Chat room is so smart.
They are.
So smart.
It's the collective brain. Reminder that we want to hear from you guys. Part of our show is all of your input. It helps us make the show every week. So thank you in advance. We want to hear from you. Write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail like Tim and Danielle did this week. 757-504-IPAD or 4723 is our Google voice number. Or for extra points, send us a video. We love seeing your beautiful faces.
And you, Danielle, we'd like a video.
We would like a video. Yeah, please. Question, comment, idea, anything. Just make Leo happy. Send us a video.
Have you cut the cord, Sarah Lane?
Why, yes, Leo,
she
I
has.
Have.
She has cut the cord. And you know how come? You know why you could cut the cord? Because of Netflix, my
Yay!
Friends. Netflix means you don't need to pay all that money to your cable company.
Yep.
$7.99 a month, and you can watch so many movies and TV shows streamed right to your television via Roku box, an Xbox 360, a PlayStation 3, a Wii, most Blu-ray players, many TVs themselves now will do Netflix directly. And it's so great. There's so many good choices, so many things to watch that you never really run out. Look. Finally, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Finally.
I've
been waiting. I feel like my whole life has been for this
movie. So excited that
White Chicks.
Now, this movie I would not watch.
I don't think it would be my
look at
cup of tea.
Look at that. Netflix knew that. They gave it 1 1/3 star.
I like how Netflix is honest about it. It's like, you want to watch this? Go ahead and instant stream it, but it sucks.
Well, you know what's cool about this? It says my best guess for Leo. Presumably, Sarah Lane, you get 4 or 5 stars. But me, they know I wouldn't enjoy White Chicks.
Yeah, and that's smart based on your...
Yeah, but they know that I would probably enjoy South Park, a very buttery collection.
I bet you would.
Yeah, probably
would. Who doesn't like butters?
Bowling for Columbine, would I enjoy that? Hackers? Oh, I loved Gangs of New York. See, the reason that they can do this is when you watch something, as I just watched Larry Sanders, there's 89 episodes of the Larry Sanders Show on there. I love that. 6 seasons. I gave it 5 stars. And so now they know, oh, you like that. Well, then you might like, say, Parks and Recreation. There's so many great, wonderful...
I think a lot of people associate Netflix with movies, but there are so many TV series or series that
Guess
have ended
coming.
A long time ago.
Guess what's coming?
Mad Men.
Yes. I'm going to actually go back and watch four seasons? All 4 seasons.
Correct.
I just love Mad Men so much.
Oh, wait. Are we going into the 4
seasons? Maybe we're going into 4. We just had 3.
I think that's right.
Well, you actually live at Sterling Cooper, Siegler Lane.
Yeah. We're very Mad Men.
Obviously.
We're very Mad Men centric.
I would guess so. Anyway, there's
The Red Violin. Anybody who hasn't watched The Red Violin, that is an amazingly good movie. Have you ever seen it?
Apparently I have, because it says watch it again, but I don't remember. Maybe Abby watched it.
It's really good. I recommend it to anybody.
This does look good.
It's so much more than like a movie about a violin. Watch it now. You will thank me.
I'm going to watch this.
Please do.
I'll watch it tonight. See, that's the beauty. I'll just add this to my instant queue and boom, bada bing, bada boom.
Done.
It's on. And by the way, look at this. Then it suggests things. Well, if you liked violins, you might like The Piano. Which actually is a great movie. Anna Paquin.
It's also very different.
Won an Oscar for that. A little different.
There are instruments, but it's very different.
Yeah, some great stuff here. Look at this. Oh, no, I don't know that movie.
You know what you can also do? I think a lot of people don't know this, is start watching a Netflix movie or TV show in one place and then pause it and pick it up on a mobile device.
Yep.
If you got to
go
somewhere, but you want to keep watching the movie.
So here's the deal. I know you already have Netflix. We're really preaching to the choir. Tell your grandma... Tell the people in your life who don't have Netflix all about it. And if they like it, what's nice about this, if they like, and they will like it, you just tell them, go to netflix.com/twit, and they can get it free for 30 days. And then grandma will say, oh, thank you, Leo. I really enjoyed that Netflix. And you say, oh, grandma, I'm so glad. Guess what? I've just gifted you. Watch this. You can go. It's right in the account thing. With a whole year of Netflix, it's on me. Grandma will be so happy. She'll just love it. The gift subscriptions are really a great way to give somebody something that just keeps on giving. They have an email message with it, or you can have it mailed to them. It's just really great. Netflix.com/twit. Try it free today. You will love it.
Leo, I think it's time to put our hats on.
Time for the upcap time. Wait a minute.
Now, I didn't go to Yale or nothing. I stayed in San Francisco. I went to a state school.
But look at that. You have a Yale hat. Class
of
57.
But I feel like a Yale lady today.
You weren't even born when that hat was made.
I was... Well, that's true.
Yeah. And I have never been to the Great White North. But I have ear flaps to die for.
Do I
look like a hip monk?
You look like a like Ralph the dog. Yeah.
Actually, I think this is a Russian hat I got in St. Petersburg.
I think that's
it is.
I think that's what you said last time you wore it.
I foolishly untied ear.
I was like, you
do
have
not
it?
Untie ear flap because so, then you don't look so. See,
my app cap was a suggestion by one of our audience members named Steve. He wrote us a nice email with a bunch of suggestions.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
You can write to me too because I always could use a few upcaps.
Well, you don't read our email. People write to you all the time. But I do send you.
Have you been hoarding people's recommendations to me? Have you been holding on to
them? Absolutely not.
Hey, I'm one flap down.
I email you the least amount possible so that I know that you'll read them.
That's right.
So if I start emailing you all the time, then you start ignoring me.
Woman.
I know you, okay?
You're a wise
Worked
woman.
With you a long time.
Yes, you have.
Sync Video. So that's C-I-N-Q. I'm sorry, not Sync Video. Sync Photo. C-I-N-Q Photo is one of Steve's suggestions. I had never heard of it, so I thought, well, let's check
either.
It out.
What is
it? It is the best way to get a bunch of photos onto your iPad. So this is a photo that I took with my iPhone and I synced to my MacBook some time ago. This is my cat Lucy.
Okay.
And so it's my iPhone photo. You know, when you sync your iPhone, then you can sync all of your photos into iPhoto. But then once it's an iPhoto, then it's like, well, now it's on my computer and how am I going to get it to my iPad? Because she doesn't work that well that way.
You sync the iPhoto to the iPad.
But you don't even have to do that because all you have to do... Okay, so here's the deal. There's two steps here.
Okay.
Sync Photo on your iPad is an actual app here. I'll go to the homepage. It's free.
Free app.
Okay, now it's $2.99 if you want to get rid of the ads. And they actually have, if you go into settings, they do this really well. Purchase features, remove ads. Would you like to remove ads for $2.99?
You
can do that.
So
there's not actually two versions in the store. I wish more apps did this because it keeps it clean.
In-app upgrades, yep.
Yeah, so, okay, so this is my homepage. Now, over on my MacBook in the Mac App Store, where you can also download this off of their website, it's a free program that you actually run on your Mac or your PC. And so it's like a little server of sorts. Now, when you're running both, so if I have this running on my my MacBook and I decide to sync photo on my iPad to my MacBook, and let's say it gives you an option of, you know, if you want to sync to like a picture folder.
That icon is saying, I see your MacBook.
Yeah, I called it
on
MVP 17 because it's 17 inch. So if I go local Wi-Fi, then all of a sudden.
Oh my goodness, they're all there.
Yeah, and I'm synced. Okay, so let's just look
this
at last 12
months.
This
works with PCs too. That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm synced to my iPhoto folder. And this really is my folder. Now, on this particular MacBook, because I use it primarily for work, these are all iPhone photos, you know, over however much. But I mean, iPhoto, there's all sorts of photos that you might have on there.
You could just slurp them up, though. That's
and
really
one of,
neat.
Yeah, and one of the limitations that I think we've both had with the iPad is that I'm just not taking a lot of pictures locally on my iPad because it's the iPhone, for example, or any
really
other camera.
Adorable.
Isn't that cute? That's pretty much our lives.
I think yours is bigger than his, though.
Well, no, I'm just smaller. Oh. It's an optical illusion.
It's a very good optical illusion.
Exactly. So then what you do is, let's say, okay, this is a picture I took of myself. Kind of embarrassing, but whatever. Okay, let's say, so this is reading off of my MacBook. Well, now what do you do? Well, you just go ahead and click this little arrow and say, Save to Photos App. So that would be saving locally. Or, of course, I could print, email, share on Twitter, share on Facebook, if I'm connected to Facebook, which I'm not yet. But I say, go Save to Photos App, saving. And then if I go ahead and open up my Photos app, which is right here, ta-da! That is the latest in all the photos that I've saved. So
now, how do you copy the photo over? You just click it? Or?
Well, okay, let me go back. You weren't paying attention.
You showed how to do that.
Yeah, I did. So let's
just save
just
it.
Just one more time. Yeah. So if I this is a picture of
so you can browse,
some
but you can also
old Foghorn barley wine style ale. You just go ahead, save to Photos app.
I see. Okay.
And then save locally.
Got it.
So it's a great way because we're always talking about all these amazing photo apps that are on the iPad.
But how do you get photos?
But the photos that you take on the iPad usually aren't of great quality anyway.
Right.
So why not import a bunch of awesome photos and then go nuts with all your filters from within the iPad? Makes it so much more fun.
Well, that's a good idea.
And the whole thing's free, and you know, $2.99 if you don't like the invasive ads, but you can have a free experience for
That's
free.
That's a very clever
I
idea.
I know. Thank you so much, Steve. This is one of the best apps I've seen in a while.
Do you ever shop?
Till I drop.
Till you drop. I mean, for groceries, not for shoes.
Yes, so that I don't die.
In fact,
starvation.
If you have a household where you have many members, as I do, sometimes my wife shops, sometimes my kids shop, sometimes I shop.
So true.
I love this. Now, this is an app for not just your iPad, but for your iPhone, your Android phone. There's even a web app for it. It's called Grocery IQ. Now, there are a lot of online grocery list applications. This one comes from coupons.com. And why do I like that? Well, because I know they're not going to go out of business. They're going to be a while.
Good call.
What happens is you can create a grocery list on any number of devices. Let me show you the iPad app.
Okay.
And actually, I typically will do it on my iPhone. You can, by the way, I've put in the stores. You could put in aisles in your stores. You could say, this one is when I go to this grocery store, I'll buy these items. You see, I can do the whole layouts. So let me just look at my list. And the lists sync automatically from the iPad, iPhone, Android phone, and even from the desktop. So you see, I need to buy French baguettes. Now, as I'm shopping, and I do this on the iPhone, but you could do it on the iPad, I'll check these things off, and it'll be removed from the list. Yes, I bought all of these things. Here's another nice feature. You can scan in the item. So I knew that I had to buy cat food, but I can never remember exactly what kind. So if I want to add an item, I can either type in the item name, I can do the UPC, or I could press the scan button, and I can actually use the camera on the phone or the iPad to scan in the barcode, and it will automatically populate, as it did in this case, because I didn't know it was Frisky's dry cat food. There we go. Let's turn around. It'll automatically populate the exact
Frisky's
item.
The obscure cat food brand.
Well, there's different kinds of Frisky.
I know, you're a very busy man.
Right, and so I just didn't know. And you can even get coupons from this, which is awfully cool. So, see, it even shows the pictures. I mean, this is really, really one of the most feature-complete, I know it's silly, grocery shopping list apps.
You're not the only person who loves this stuff. I mean, it's all about keeping things straight. You're never going to go to the grocery store and remember this.
No.
Our brains don't work this way.
And, you know, because my family all have smartphones, they can add things to our shopping list so that we know, oh, yeah, I need to get it. You know, the baguettes was Henry. For some reason, he's got a thing for French baguettes. By the way, see all the coupons? All these coupons are built in. If you have grocery store savings cards, you can add them into your thing. You can add stores, as I said. You can have favorites. I do have quite a few favorites. I always buy bacon, so I make sure bacon is on the list. What are you laughing at? It's true.
It's just, I mean,
somebody put,
you know,
tank tops in here. I don't. It must have been Abby. I don't.
Hey, Dad, since you're going to Whole Foods,
you know
what?
That's
up
Henry.
Some tank tops.
Actually, Henry added tank tops. So, you know where? Costco. I could probably buy them at Costco.
Yeah.
So there you go.
This is
such a slick program. It does all the things that you wished a grocery list program would do. Absolutely free. It's called Grocery IQ. Now, the people tell me there are other great grocery list apps out there, and I'm sure there are. But this one, just I can't think of one thing it doesn't do that I just is fantastic. iPad, iPod, Touch, iPhone, and Android. So basically,
everyone can participate.
Everybody can log into the same account.
That's awesome.
And you'll all have the same grocery list. I think it's pretty cool.
This is new to me too. This is a day of app discovery.
You know how I found out about it?
How?
I have that Android tablet, the Samsung tablet. There are very few Android tablet apps.
Yeah.
They made this one work
this
on the
one
Android
of them.
Tablet. So I said, oh, that's nice. And then I put it on every other device.
That's
I
actually
have.
A really smart thing for companies
yes.
to do is like
yes.
be one of the first. And then you're out there.
And
everyone
how hard,
downloads you.
How hard was that to do, right? I mean, it's not the most complicated thing. But they have a great database. They've got barcode scanning. You can share lists. I could email you my list. You don't have to just be on my account.
That's great.
They've got coupons built in. You've got favorites. You've got everything you'd want. Sort by aisle. I love it. Grocery IQ.
I love that collaborative part, too.
Yeah.
Because you can just load it up and be like, what does everybody want?
I wish it tweeted.
Well, you also tweet when you get on the scale in the morning.
I tweet everything.
Yeah.
You know what I just ordered?
What?
And I'll show you when it comes. The you know, the guys that do the scale, the Y Thing scale, they also make a blood pressure cuff. It just came out, and it goes with your iPad.
We talked about it at CES.
Yeah, we showed it, remember?
Yeah.
It's out, so I ordered it. So as soon as it comes, I'll be taking my blood pressure every week on this show.
Well, I hope it's at a good level.
It's not.
Okay.
I can tell you right now, it's going through the roof. It's because of people like you and Tom.
Well, I think you should stop eating so much salt. That's what
no,
I think.
No, salt is good.
It is?
No.
Oh. We're done.
It's too early. It's
2:33.
How could we
Pacific
be done?
Pacific time, and we're good.
Thank you for being here. We do this show every Thursday,
that's
roughly
right.
1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30
Eastern. We've been pretty good lately.
We have been pretty good.
Yeah, we decided to get on the ball after about a year of not being. So
this is our second year we're starting.
Episode 51.
This is the last episode of the first year.
That's correct.
Episode.
52 weeks in a year.
Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
It is. I'm really excited.
The show that's almost as old as I am.
Wow, and you're old. This has been a long time.
Thank you all for being here. Danielle, I love your accent. Please send us more videos. I thank you, and we see you next time on
iPad Today.
iPad Today. Ha ha!
Oh!